Ezekiel, chapter 21. The Lord's word came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face towards Jerusalem, and preach towards the sanctuaries, and prophesy against the land of Israel. Tell the land of Israel, the Lord says, Behold, I am against you, and will draw my sword out of its sheath, and will cut off from you the righteous and the wicked. Seeing then that I will cut off from you the righteous and the wicked, therefore my sword will go out of its sheath against all flesh from the south to the north. All flesh will know that I, the Lord, have drawn my sword out of its sheath. It will not return any more. Therefore sigh, you son of man. You shall sigh before their eyes with a broken heart and with bitterness. It shall be, when they ask you, Why do you sigh? That you shall say, Because of the news, for it comes. Every heart will melt, all hands will be feeble, every spirit will faint, and all knees will be weak as water. Behold, it comes, and it shall be done, says the Lord God. The Lord's word came to me, saying, Son of man, prophesy, and say, The Lord says, A sword. A sword. It is sharpened, and also polished. It is sharpened that it may make a slaughter. It is polished that it may be as lightning. Should we then make mirth? The rod of my son condemns every tree. It is given to be polished, that it may be handled. The sword is sharpened. Yes, it is polished to give it into the hand of the killer. Cry and wail, son of man, for it is on my people. It is on all the princes of Israel. They are delivered over to the sword with my people. Therefore beat your thigh, for there is a trial. What if even the rod that condemns will be no more, says the Lord God. You therefore, son of man, prophesy, and strike your hands together. Let the sword be doubled the third time, the sword of the fatally wounded. It is the sword of the Great One who is fatally wounded, which enters into their rooms. I have set the threatening sword against all their gates, that their heart may melt, and the stumblings be multiplied. Ah! It is made as lightning. It is pointed for slaughter. Gather yourselves together. Go to the right. Set yourselves in array. Go to the left, wherever your face is set. I will also strike my hands together, and I will cause my wrath to rest. I, the Lord, have spoken it. The Lord's word came to me again, saying, Also, you son of man, appoint two ways, that the sword of the king of Babylon may come. They both will come out of one land, and mark out a place. Mark it out at the head of the way to the city. You shall appoint a way for the sword to come to Rabbah of the children of Ammon, and to Judah in Jerusalem the fortified. For the king of Babylon stood at the parting of the way, at the head of the two ways, to use divination. He shook the arrows back and forth. He consulted the teraphim. He looked in the liver. In his right hand was the lot for Jerusalem, to set battering rams, to open the mouth in the slaughter, to lift up the voice with shouting, to set battering rams against the gates, to cast up mounds, and to build forts. It will be to them as a false divination in their sight, who have sworn oaths to them, but he brings iniquity to memory, that they may be taken. Therefore the Lord God says, Because you have caused your iniquity to be remembered, in that your transgressions are uncovered, so that in all your doings your sins appear, because you have come to memory, you will be taken with the hand. You, deadly wounded wicked one, the prince of Israel, whose day has come, in the time of the iniquity of the end, the Lord God says, Remove the turban, and take off the crown. This will not be as it was. Exalt that which is low, and humble that which is high. I will overturn, overturn, overturn it. This also will be no more, until he comes whose right it is, and I will give it. You, son of man, prophesy, and say, The Lord God says this concerning the children of Ammon, and concerning their reproach, a sword. A sword is drawn. It is polished for the slaughter, to cause it to devour, that it may be as lightning, while they see for you false visions, while they divine lies to you, to lay you on the necks of the wicked who are deadly wounded, whose day has come in the time of the iniquity of the end. Cause it to return into its sheath. In the place where you were created, in the land of your birth, I will judge you. I will pour out my indignation on you. I will blow on you with the fire of my wrath. I will deliver you into the hand of brutish men, skillful to destroy. You will be for fuel to the fire. Your blood will be in the middle of the land. You will be remembered no more, for I, the Lord, have spoken it.